This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This insert sponsored by Manor Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Hearty good morning to Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. I feel like I said that yesterday. Is that how quickly a week goes? Good morning, Wendy.
Morning, Brad. The weeks are definitely flying by. That's
yeah, I think
for sure.
As we get to the end of the year, it's like running downhill. I think it just goes faster and faster and you can't stop.
Absolutely.
Good having you with us this morning, Wendy. Touching on skin health again, part three today, when we know it's going to be warm and sunny. I see up the West Coast up to almost 40 degrees. Perhaps just the right day to be talking about sun protection. What do you say?
I think so, yes. We definitely are getting into that time of the year where we need to think about that a bit more.
So we think of sun protection. We think of make sure to wear a hat and maybe put on a pair of sunglasses and maybe cover up with clothing. But if we've noticed anything by where we sometimes get a bit burned, we're not really covering up everything, and we probably could do better protecting ourselves from dangerous UV rays.
Yes, I think that is true, because the UV rays are going to come through a lot of, you know, a lot of things. You can even be in the shade and be exposed to UV rays. So we do have to be very cautious about where we are, how much time we're spending in the sun, what time of day we're in the sun, and all of those things, because they are going to potentially damage our skin if we are not, if we're not, you know, thinking about that.
We know the dangers by now already, and if not, we'll be reminded of them by you, I'm sure, today. But then we're out and about working in the sun, playing in the sun, and then we go and take off as much of our clothing as possible, just covering what needs to be covered, and then exposing ourselves for hours on end to the powerful African sun at the beach. Yeah, we need to really be taking better care of ourselves. I think we've got the maybe getting a bit of color on our skin, those of us with lighter skin, and maybe we forget sometimes the dangers of doing that.
Yes, we certainly are putting our skins at danger. You know, there is a high risk of skin cancer and sunburn in itself. I mean, it's really not pleasant to burn to the degree that some people burn. You can get sunstroke. You can really damage your skin by spending too much time and having too much exposure to the sun, especially if you have a fair skin. That is not really designed to be spending time outdoors in the sun.
So let's talk about sunscreen this morning. I think that's a question a lot of people have, because you want to go out there and get one and you know you need to cover up. But man, oh man, Wendy, some of the most expensive things you could buy, a sunblock. And then you've got to lather your whole body and your children, and it's an expensive business. But we need to be safe. So chat to us to the kind of sunscreens that are best to use.
So there's two types of sunscreens. You get a mineral sunscreen and you get a chemical sunscreen. The mineral one, the active ingredients there are zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. They sit on top of the skin and they create a barrier. So they're deflecting the UV rays. So they are broad spectrum. They are effective immediately. They are less allergenic, so they are less likely to cause irritation on the skin. And there's less absorption into the bloodstream. But it can leave the, you know, that white sheen across your skin.
Yes.
It certainly is getting better. But that would be the zinc oxide that does that. It causes like that layer on top of your skin that can be shiny and white.
So those ones we know. You see them a lot with sportsmen, don't you, when you put them on their faces, like the cricket players before they go out and play. So
yes,
that's the mineral one. So then what is a chemical sunscreen?
So they have some different ingredients in. They have ingredients like oxybenzone, avobenzone, octinoxate. There's a whole lot of different chemicals that are in there. And they absorb the radiation and they convert it to heat. It's lightweight, so it's easy to use those. They often have those in cosmetics. But the ingredients can penetrate the skin and they can enter the bloodstream. So there can be some more, you know, some harmful benefits or some toxic toxic effects of using chemical sunscreens.
So what are some of the concerns? I think this would then be leaning more towards chemical sunscreens, but I'm sure mineral sunscreens play a role as well. What are some of the concerns we need to have around general health and safety when using sunscreens?
Well, definitely with the chemical sunscreens, there is a risk of hormone disruption. So because of those chemical filters, they have a weak estrogenic activity, and they could potentially be disrupting our body's own production of hormones or the balance of our own hormones.
Mm. So I want to quickly ask you about, what is estrogenic activity? What does that mean?
So estrogen is a hormone that we all have, males and females. Women have more estrogen and men have a little bit less. Mm. But if the estrogen is disrupted, we have higher risk for things like breast cancer. We can also have a disruption of our hormones. So men, for example, can their testosterone can convert to estrogen and can cause disruptions with their hormones. Mm. And in women, it can disrupt the menstrual cycle. It can disrupt fertility. And obviously with both men and women, there's an increased risk for breast cancer if they're estrogen sensitive. So estrogenic activity means it's working in the same areas as our body's own estrogens as well.
Well, that's fascinating. What about just skin irritation or developing an allergy towards a sunscreen or a sunblock?
Well, definitely. It is also more common with chemical sunscreens than the mineral ones. But if somebody has a very sensitive skin, they might even be sensitive to the mineral sunscreen. So it's about testing, doing little test patches on your skin to see how does your body react. And if you know you have a sensitive skin, to look for a sunscreen that is targeted at sensitive skins.
Wendy, I've seen on an actual bottle of sunscreen, it says, will not damage the coral reefs. And I thought, what does sunscreen have to do with a coral reef?
Well, again, it's those chemical components. They can damage the coral reefs, and in some countries have actually been banned. So there's certain chemical ingredients. Because if you think about what sunscreen does on top of your skin, or if you've ever jumped into the pool and you see how it floats on the water,
yes,
that is obviously going to drop down, and it can affect any sort of vegetation. The fish can be affected, so it could potentially be dangerous for our environment as well. And we're wanting to be environmentally sensitive as well, so we do need to think about what we are putting onto our bodies that could be toxic, but also that we could be putting into the environment that could be toxic.
I think we're busy setting ourselves up for where to next from here. And I'm thinking vitamin D might be the next conversation that we need to have when we connect. But let's quickly just touch on that very, very briefly. If we're covered with sunscreen, then and even if we are out in the sun, aren't we going to limit the amount of vitamin D we receive?
Absolutely. So our receptors are in our skin. And if we're covering our skin with a sunscreen, it's blocking those receptors. Mm. And so you won't be able to absorb the vitamin D from from the sun as you would normally be able to do. Some people are genetically predisposed to absorb less vitamin D anyway. So that would put them at an even more of a susceptibility to deficiency. We're not entirely blocked. You know, there will be some areas that the UV rays will still come through, but it does certainly take out the bulk of your body. You should have full body exposure, or as much exposure to the sun, to be able to absorb the vitamin D as possible. But then obviously being wise about what time of the day when you're exposing yourself. And then if you are out in the sun and you can't be protected, then to be able to protect yourself with a sunscreen will be wise.
Mm. As we wrap up the series, Wendy, is it okay then for us to go and wear sunscreen if we're going to be out and about anyway? We can't do without it because we'll just burn and walk around like a bunch of red tomatoes. So we're going to need to put the sunscreen on. So is it better to avoid the sun, to avoid the sunscreen, or is it okay to put on the sunscreen for the sake of being outside and the benefits of being outside? How does that weigh up on the scale?
Well, I think that is a really tricky question to answer. So I think if you could wear protective clothing, if you are in a space where you absolutely can't avoid it, you're in on the beach in the middle of the day because there's a school outing or something, or, you know, there's just no way to get around it, then the wisest thing to do is to wear the protective clothing and to use the sunblock. If you can avoid those very hot times of the day and you can avoid being exposed to that level of sun, then by all means, just do the protective clothing, wear the hat, and stick to the shadier areas if you can do that. But yeah, I think if you are going to be in the sun, then you need to be wise in some way or another. So cover up, use sunscreen if you need to, and then make sure that you're not exposed to too much. And know your own skin. I think that's the best thing, is to know your own skin. Don't be lying out in the middle of the day fully exposed, you know, because then you're inviting damage to your skin.
Yeah, we don't want that. Wise words from Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution in the Durbanville area. Make sure to give her a Google and to get in touch if you want to continue conversations that's suited just for you. You're welcome to do that. The podcast will also be available later on for you today. Always a massive thank you. So appreciate your input every Thursday morning. Thanks, Dr. Wendy. Take care until we connect again, and enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great Thursday too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.